I know that you've been vice chancellor of the East Central region for a while. You've been part of Ivy Tech for a really long time. How have you seen the Ivy Tech system change since you've been here?
Well, there's been some constant evolution since I started as an adjunct professor back in 2001 and then came full-time as a criminal justice program chair in the fall of 2004. During that time, we've moved into downtown Muncie, which has helped with revitalization. It's been very exciting to see our students engaged shopping down there, going to the restaurants, hanging out downtown, you know, which is one thing we're excited about as well with our new building project is that continued presence and partnership that we have with the city of Muncie, Delaware County, as well as being downtown.
Muncie Ivy Tech seems to have a unique challenge in that you've got several buildings downtown, but they're not directly next to each other. And then you have Cowan Road. How do you create kind of a campus culture with that kind of broad building placement?
There's been some challenges in making sure that we maintain some synergy. We've been very deliberate about the schools and the programs that we've located downtown, that students get used to being just downtown. And so they go between the Fisher location as well as the Patterson building. And we've kind of built our schedules around, formatted them in such a way that students are able to walk, you know, back and forth, much like being at Ball State and you've got to go between buildings. We've tried to give that feel a little bit.
Now, you mentioned some of the money, some of the projects you're going to be working on. You've got $43 million in state and local funds. What is that going to be used for?
Redesigning and building state-of-the-art facilities at our locations, and we're finalizing some plans now and hope to release additional renderings and those plans in the very near future. We're very excited about, you know, the impact that it's going to have on the community and the excitement that it's going to build amongst our students and faculty and staff. It'll help engage the community that much more.
Since Sue Elsperman came aboard Ivy Tech, she's changed the administration structure from a regional to a more campus approach. How is that going to help the Muncie and Newcastle sites?
Very excited about, you know, the move back to kind of community, kind of getting away from that larger regional or even bi-regional structure. We're going to be able to be a lot more nimble. Be able to be a lot more responsive to what some of the community needs are, to try to partner with economic development, you know, city administration, county administration, while also being much more responsive to our student needs. It's important that we're kind of an anchor, you know, for the community. You know, our students who attend Ivy Tech tend to remain in the community, and that's an important aspect of our presence. You know, one thing we've got going with Muncie Central this year that we're very excited about is we're going to have over 75 students who will graduate in May with their high school diploma as well as a transfer general education certificate and or an associate degree as well. So, you know, it's something that the community can be very proud of.
Do you think those dual credit classes are kind of the next generation of early college education?
I do. I think what we're able to provide in the dual credit opportunities is very important. You know, there was a time when the K-12 systems did a lot with AP classes. You know, then they had to score a certain level to be able to get that college credit. And so with the dual credit opportunities, they're taking college courses. Those classes are able to come, you know, transfer right into not only Ivy Tech, but if it's a core class, English, you know, some of the math, then those classes can go to any of the state public four-year partners.
Jeff Scott is the chancellor for Ivy Tech's Muncie and Newcastle site. Jeff, thank you very much.
Thank you very much for having me here today. Thank you.